As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Utah, 15th season as head coach, a National Coach of the Year, 11 bowl wins, tied for second among active coaches. Utah is 9-1. They're 6-1 in conference play. They are number 7 in the college football rankings, and they're at Arizona on Saturday night. We are joined by Kyle Whittingham. Kyle, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Doing well, Jim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, too. Coach, all right, so you beat UCLA 49-3 Saturday night. That's a game, Kyle, where you had more than 500 yards offensively. The defense forced 5 turnovers. You had 5 sacks. I know as a coach, you're always going to look for areas where you can improve. But when you look at that game from an overall team perspective, the domination on both sides, how pleased were you with what you saw?
Well, it was a great effort by our guys, and you know, like you mentioned, we played well offensively and defensively. Special teams were kind of average, but the offense seems to be in high gear right now, and it all starts with our quarterback Tyler Huntley. He's having a terrific year, and really he's the team leader and makes that thing go.
You know, he had a big game, 335 passing yards. He had a couple of TDs and a rushing touchdown. You and I have talked about him in the past, and he's in the middle of another special year, as you point out. He's starting to get some attention as a Heisman candidate, but I would still argue that he does not get the national respect that he deserves. What should people know about him as a player and a leader that they don't know?
Well, first of all, his numbers, and if they don't know, I don't know why they don't know, but his numbers are terrific. I mean, his completion percentage is amongst the nation's leaders. His touchdown to interception ratio is off the charts. His yards per attempt, his yards per completion. I mean, just all the things he's doing on the field are obvious and phenomenal. And then, every team has, leadership, but he is the leader of the leaders. And that's really something that, he's just been instrumental to our success this year, and his leadership has been invaluable. I mean, he got banged up about a month ago, and I'm telling you right now, the majority of players, if they would have been in his condition, would not have played. And he was just a warrior and kept playing, and I think our players really took note of that.
Utah Utes head football coach Kyle Whittingham is my guest. Let me ask you about Zach Moss. He had another huge game with 200 all-purpose yards, and he had a couple of touchdowns. I had him on the show earlier this season, shortly before he broke the school rushing record. I could not have been more impressed with what I heard from him. How far has he come as a player since he first arrived on campus?
Well, he's come a long ways. When he was mature when we got him, he was much more mature than a typical freshman was. And we had the two of his teammates, Tyler and him and Damari Simpkins, our receiver, were all 3 teammates at Hollandale High School back in Florida. They all came into the same class, and those guys have been just terrific. Zach has basically rewritten the record book here for running backs, holds just about every rushing record there is. We've already talked about Tyler, and then Damari is the leader of our receiving group. And all 3 of them will get their degrees this fall, and that's, to me, most important. They're all going to be graduating, and they've just been terrific for our program.
We're talking Utah Utes football. Kyle Whittingham's back on the program. I talked to Dabo Swinney on the show yesterday, and he was talking about how November is the championship phase. Moss said after the win over UCLA that this is, quote, championship month. So do you notice an increase in focus when it comes to November? Like, is it something you have to dial up, or do the players take care of that themselves?
Mostly takes care of itself. We've got, like I mentioned, great leadership on this team. We got 18 scholarship seniors, and they did a great job of making sure that we stay focused and block out the distractions and the noise. And like I said, it's been a joy to coach this team and be around them. And they're right. I mean, November is where you put up or shut up, and that's something that we take a lot of pride in.
Talking to Kyle Whittingham for a few more moments. You know, I actually had another one of your former players, Saints safety Marcus Williams, on the show yesterday. He was talking about how much he loved the family environment in the program. What do you remember about coaching Marcus? And then how proud are you of how he's shown up in his first 3 seasons in the NFL?
Oh, very proud. He's doing a great job. He was a terrific player for us. He came in without a lot of fanfare. He was not a highly recruited kid, but just continued to work and develop. And by the time he left here, he's one of the best free safeties we've ever had. And he's obviously having a very productive professional career. And he was a great member of our team and got his degree. I mean, he did everything right as well while he was here, and he was just a terrific player for us.
And he's a pro, too. He really carries himself like a pro already, even as a young guy. So you're up to number 7 in the latest college football rankings. I'm curious, how much attention do you pay to that? Like, is it something you use as motivation with your team, or you just completely ignore it?
We completely ignore it. We just worry about the task at hand and what's right in front of us, and worrying about controlling what we can control, and that is trying to get a win this week against Arizona. There's still a lot of football left. There's matchups that amongst those top seven teams that we know are going to take place. So we just try to block all that out and take care of our business, and when all is said and done, if what we've done is good enough, then so be it. But again, just taking care of our business is our number one priority.
We're talking to Kyle Whittingham. You know, your brand is pretty clear in terms of what it looks like on the field. It wasn't just the offense that was putting up huge numbers on Saturday. It was the physicality that you played with on both sides of the ball. I'm curious, does each unit feed off of each other when it comes to that physicality? Like, is it contagious, or is that just kind of a myth that people in the media like to hype up?
No, I think it is a fact, and it's something that we take a great deal of pride in, is our physicality, particularly in the line of scrimmage. And what is absolutely critical to us on both sides of the ball is how we run the football offensively and how we defend it on defense. And to me, that's one of your best indicators of how physical your team is. And right now we're leading the Pac-12 conference in rushing offense, and our defense is leading the nation defending the run. And so that's something that our guys take a great deal of pride in, and really is the starting point for us offensively and defensively, is being physical at the line of scrimmage and having the run game be a positive for us.
Cal, one more thing about the run game and the offense. And we talked about this. When we talked in August, we talked about the return of offensive coordinator Andy Ludwig. Is this pretty much the offense that you envisioned when he came back?
Exactly. The offense that we're running right now complements our defense exceptionally well. And it was the same way when he was here the first time around. You know, this is his second stint. Obviously, he was here in my first 4 years as the head coach, and it was great to get him back. You know, wish we could have gotten him back a little sooner, but better late than never. And he's doing a terrific job for us.
Better late than never. Utah, number 7 in the college football rankings. They're 9-1 and 6-1, and they're at Arizona on Saturday night. Their head coach, Kyle Whittingham, our guest. Kyle, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Okay, appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Always good talking to you, Kyle. Kyle Whittingham has built a monster there. They're number 7 in both polls. You know, remember, it used to be back in the day. That was a program that could sneak up on people. You know, maybe they would have a chip on their shoulder. They could surprise people. And now they've got that bullseye right there on their back. They're a top 10 team. You can't sneak up on anybody anymore if you're Utah. But they still have that chip, and that's a really physical team on both sides of the ball. Good to talk some Utes football. That's a National Coach of the Year right now, or right there. 11 bowl wins, tied for second among active coaches.